Professor Arthur Arcane sat in his study. Two layers of dust covered everything, and Connie brushed off a stack of books, all written by him, on the paranormal. Arcane was the foremost authority in the field of parapsychology. Or he had been, up until he'd sacrificed his life to repel an incursion by an army of disgruntled specters from the other side.
"I'm dead, you say?"
he asked.
"Yes, sorry to have to break it to you," she replied. "Funny, I don't feel dead. I expected it to be colder or warmer."
She shrugged. "Maybe it's because of the way you died."
"When did it happen?" he asked.
"A couple of years ago. There was this artifact buried at these crossroads. You know what? The details aren't really important."
"And now I'm a ghost?"
"I suppose there's some irony in that. I was wondering why the cleaning staff was doing such a lackluster job." He blew at some dust, and his spectral breath managed to raise a few specks.
"Nobody's bought the house since I passed?"
"People say it's haunted." He laughed.
"And why are you here again, Connie?"
"I like to check on you. I kept a key to the place." Not that she needed it.
"Check on me?"
He folded his hands under his chin.
"Since I don't remember any of those other times, I have to assume that means I have standard recurring spectral memory fugue."
She nodded.
"And we've had this conversation before."
"I've lost count."
"Disappointing, but not unexpected."
"You always say that."
"Yes, I imagine I'm prone to repetition. Nature of a repetitive spirit manifestation, isn't it? After all the time I spent studying them, I have to say becoming one isn't very interesting."
He always said that, too. "I miss you, Arthur. I never really got the chance to tell you when it mattered. But I think I was falling in love with you."